The run of dollar demand has resulted in fresh yearly and multi-year dollar highs in the case of the yen. We had already seen a wave of dollar demand on the back of a repricing of Fed rate expectations, with odds for a June cut now off the table and less than 50 basis points of cuts expected in 2024. Stronger U.S. economic data and hotter U.S. inflation had been the primary drivers behind this repricing. Some more dovish-leaning central bank decisions, highlighted by last week's ECB decision, had also fueled more dollar demand. And of course, the escalation in geopolitical tension over the weekend has only made the flight to safety bid that much stronger. So it's been no surprise to see the dollar so well bid and stocks under pressure. But as we come into Monday, there at least has been some relief on the fact that things could have been so much worse over the weekend. Indeed, Iran launched its attack on Israel, but in the end, the fallout was negligible with no major casualties reported. And so this has helped to bolster sentiment a little as we get going this week. Of course, the market will need to continue to monitor the situation as the day and week progresses, but this is where things stand right now. And as far as today's economic calendar goes, key standouts come from Eurozone industrial production, Canada manufacturing and wholesale sales, U.S. retail sales, New York Empire manufacturing, business inventories, and NAHB housing. That's all for now.